Welcome, welcome, boys and girls, women and children. I don't even know what else to say. What up, everybody? Welcome to the We Sample Everything. Oh, my God. Blooper.
it's there. You're right. It's same shit.
What up, what up? Welcome to What's in Your iPad podcast featuring We Sample Everything, Beatmakers of Squad, Dragonfly Bra, Cypher Omni, J1 Star Beats, a.k.a. Shadowbeard 904, right? 904?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just calling him Shadow Bear because he is the bear that's in the shadows. You better watch yourself. But we back. And, so what's good? Like, I know there's a hot topic. There's a hot topic. Yeah. So should we just jump right into it?
Yeah, I'm ready for it, man.
Well, wait, we should ask Bri what his first initial thought was when he seen it. Because we know what we found out, but...
Well, let's let people know what we're talking about. So... Just the other day, as the time we were recording this, Korg announced that they were releasing the Chaos Replay. If you've seen it, it is when you first look at it, it joint looks like a future SP404 MK2. Like you thought the MK2 looked futuristic compared to like the SX and the A. Like this joint looks like a futuristic. 4.4 Mark II, you know what I mean? Like, had the big screen, touch screen. It didn't have all the knobs that the 4.4 has, but it had the 16-pad layout and then the touch screen. But you didn't need the knobs because the touch screen is how you trigger the effects and how you, like, control the effects and stuff like that. And, the joint looked... I mean, I ain't gonna lie. When I first saw it, I was like, ooh, like... You know what I mean? Like, I was like Scooby-Doo. You know how Scooby-Doo would smell the food? I was just like that. You know what I mean? That joint was announced this week. And you know, the first impression everybody had, I think everybody had the same first impression. What'd you think, bro?
Yeah, so I saw a couple people posting, like, that little blurb page that had, like, a picture of it on there. And then, like, a couple... like details on what it does, just like some really, you know, sketch, you know, just basic type stuff. So for me, when I first saw it, I was like, damn, I might end up having to get this, and then I have to sell my 404, right? But then that was my first thought. My second thought was like, you know what, let's wait and see like what people think about the actual functionality of it. Let's see what happens when it drops, because you never know, really. I mean, everything's kind of shaped the same way, you know, like 16 pads, you got like a little box, everything's kind of portable, so you have like a lot of devices in the same category. But I was on the fence. I'm really eager to hear what you guys think about it.
Well I'm glad you mentioned portable. I'm glad you mentioned that, because you know I got Forsha. Yeah, that's her name, Forsha, right here. You know what I mean? and Forsha is very portable, super light, you know what I mean? But like the one thing that makes this portable that right there, the battery pack. The Chaos Replay does not have battery power. You can't even power it with a what are those joints?
The power bank.
Yeah.
So was it just PC only? I mean, computers?
Nah, you gotta
AC jack.
You gotta plug it into the wall, I think. And then like the other thing is it has a USB-C and a micro USB, right? So the USB-C is only for the power. The micro USB is what you're using to talk to the computer and back and forth. So it can work as an audio interface as well, you know, which is dope. And you can drag and drop. I'm assuming you'll be able to drag and drop files like through that. Mm-hmm. But that's the old micro USB. I think I got one of them around here somewhere. Oh, it's over there. But yeah, that's all you can use, like the little, like the PS4, the joint that charges the PS4 controller.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Charge the old Android phones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the Android joint.
So I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever had much history with those, but like me, I would go through like 5 or 10 of those like easy, because the end of that is always, the joint always snaps up for something like
really?
That. Or it gets, I'll break them joints all the time.
That's a known fact. Them shits never last.
Yeah, at all. I got one now, and I keep that joint in a case. Because I use it to charge, like I got this this joint right here. This is the Wrath Power joint. Yeah. The joint we had to use before iOS got files.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
So if you want to transfer files from like a USB or like a flash card to your iPad or something, you had to use one of these. But it also works as a power bank. So I literally use this and and the ripcord to power my 404.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I forgot that's a power bank too.
Yeah.
I pull my shit out the closet.
I think they last better than the batteries too. Like the sample track East batteries, but the 404 isn't super good on batteries on like a regular like double A's. You know what I'm saying? Like you can go for a little while, but you eat them up though.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a fact. You're right.
I can only imagine.
But the good thing about it is you can plug that into your iPad. You know what I mean? And power it that way, the 404. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with this Chaos.
Mm-mm.
You can't plug that into the iPad and power it.
No. Yeah, so.
At least not yet.
So can you use the iPad to transfer like as an interface when it's plugging in for power too?
I think you can use it... For audio back and forth. I'm pretty sure it works for audio back and forth with the iPad.
Damn.
You think?
I mean...
Because I might be wrong, but I read somewhere only that micro USB port is the only audio that's right.
So you'd have to have a hub for new iPads and just a lightning connector for the old ones. So...
Right.
You know. Mm.
But the camera connector kit.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah,
I need to try that though, because if that happens, that could open up a whole new realm for me, man. I might just put my iPad and my 404 like a couple.
Oh, bro, it works. So which iPad you have? Does it have a button? Is it a Lightning connector or USB-C? That's basically.
Oh, Lightning.
All right. So since you got the Lightning, you got to make sure your 404 has power.
Mm-hmm.
So then just get a USB-C to one of those cables. Yeah, I got one.
To regular USB. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I got a couple of them. Uh-huh.
This joint right here.
That joint.
Yeah, I got it.
Get those. And this, the USB-C side goes in your 404.
Yeah.
And this side right here goes into the camera connection kit. And there's your audio interface.
And it powers it too, though.
No. The Lightning iPad.
Plug your charger in.
Can't power it. You have to power it with the power port, like the this through the DCN. You got to power it through that.
But I'm saying, so like if I had that same camera connector kit, right, and I plug up the power part to it, you know how when you just showed yours, it has like a little other part where you put the iPhone charger, right? You plug the charger in one side, the USB in the other side, and it charges your iPad up. That won't charge up the 404 too?
No.
Don't?
God, I don't think I haven't tried it like that.
Oh, I thought it did.
Like you mean like when you plug the power
You see this port, Cheese?
I'll find out right now.
The second part you plug the iPhone power into.
Yeah, you could plug your
I know exactly what you're talking about. Give me 2 seconds. I'm gonna find out right now.
You like my little game, Brian?
Yeah, dude, that's dope.
She's gonna make fun of me because I done burnt the first one out.
she blew one up already.
What does it do? Oh, I see it.
It has all the old games.
Ah, that's dumb. Yeah,
it got the original up. Like.
Oh, it'll play it with that. It'll size. Play on there. Ah, shit! Damn, I didn't see that. That's crazy. It's tiny as hell, but you don't need to see it. Like, just from what it is, I can see, tell the graphics.
Yeah, like, if you're just fucking around. I personally have a thing for tiny little things, mini things. I love mini things. So it was like, oh, shit, I'm getting it. But look, I'm playing it right now.
Yeah, that's wild as hell.
I about to find out. Moment of truth. I'm going to try it with the power bank and my phone.
Yeah, let's see.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, because I thought it worked. That'd be awesome if it did.
That would have been a whole new category for me. Like, I just put those two things, like a, you know what I'm saying?
It don't work.
Mm-mm. I ain't getting no power to the 404 whatsoever.
Yeah, because I ain't going front. Bri, that's one of my favorite things about the 404. When I take that outside with me, I take the iPad with me, and I just power it up with the iPad. And because I'm also, I have the iPad plugged in anyway because... I'm transferring my samples probably back and forth, so I just leave it there plugged in and let that shit sit. That's a plus for me. Yo. That's one of the things when I saw this chaos, I was like, oh, I said the same thing as you. I put the live too for sale. I was like, I'm selling that. Nah, man. And I'm getting
it. They know their effects are good, though. That's one thing about it. Like, chaos, when I saw it, I was like, okay, well, we already know they make effects, and they're already, like, in that area real deep. So if they already know that the 4-4 is out and they're trying to go against them, they might put some better effects in that joint. And not to say
right,
better,
but here's the thing.
I don't know, you know.
It's comparable.
You could only use one effect at a time. On that.
Well, so it's like the first time that they came out with this product, right? A lot of stuff they can upgrade through software updates. You know what I'm saying?
See, and that's to me, like I think what they're doing right now is they announced it to let everybody see it in this state. Because they was like, yo, we're not going to put it out like this unless people really, really mess with it. I think everybody that got one, like, in my opinion, it had to be a beta. You know what I mean? Like the software still got to be in beta. Because, like, when they were doing certain things, like switching samples or something like that, like, I was watching a video, it would take, like, a little time. You press the button, it's like, oh, hold on. Loading.
I peeped that.
Loading. You know what I mean? But then, yo, you know what the other thing is, though? Yo, the ins and outs, it's RCA connectors.
Facts.
They might need that to be different.
Now, I can get past that.
I don't care about that. Listen, my 404 got the, I keep these in here. You know what I'm saying? Because I be sampling from like my phone, and my phone has I use the headphone connector. If I'm not using it through the USB, I got the headphone connector to the RCA joint. So that's just there for it. So I'm not mad at the RCA, because like they not only they put an RCA, they put a turntable ground. It has a turntable.
Oh, that's where they're going then. They're going to the DJ's then. Here's your DJ 404. I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what they said. They said this was made for DJs and not beat makers more so.
Yeah, I think I saw that, yeah. Like, here's your effects box for your turntables, and if you want to cook up a little beat, here that is, too.
Yeah, because, but you can't, it's no sequencer on it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's another problem. No sequencer. Yeah.
No sequencer.
That's the only thing that micro SD card. The 404 is still kind of working on. And that can, you know, hopefully they'll do an update on that, too. Now, if they get the 404 sequencing up to date, kind of like the MPC, it'd be over. Like, and I use the, you know, the sequence strength and stuff like that, but I think I see like a lot of people just using the step edit, going in step edit mode and just getting it done like that. But man, it's like,
listen, man, like that's you got on a Mac, right?
Yeah, I got Mac.
All right, yo, download that 404 app, bro.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, so then you can open it up as VSC3, right? And then you can just sequence the 404 from your door.
Yeah, it might not. So I'm on Mojave on my a Power Mac. It's like a 5.1. My joint's from 2012, man. My joint's old as hell, but it's still kicking butt.
What door you use?
Bitwig mostly, but I got Pro Tools on.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
But you, I mean, even still, even you don't even. But truth be told, you don't even need the app. All you gotta make sure do is make sure your 404 is plugged in through the USB, and it's going to send MIDI to it.
Oh, I know what you're saying. MIDI, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, it ain't nothing, but you got that one cable sending MIDI and audio.
Yeah.
And you just use that if you don't, because like I'm still like on the fence about the 404's sequencing. You know what I'm saying? But like, and what I've been, like what I do back and forth is sometimes I'll just sequence a 404 with Reason, like, you know, but like I'm doing my best I want to really, really learn the sequencer because I want to use it on its own. Like I want to lay in bed and make beats. And that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I can't keep bringing my laptop, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, I'll tell you the one thing about the 404 when you use outside MIDI sequencer, it's dope because like every single key is one of the pads. You know, so like out of, what's it, like 88 keys, you might have like one, you know, a couple transposes up, but you can get every single pad on there. And then when you want to change the sound, you just, you know, hit your little edit window.
And the dope thing about it is like you can like, So it's like a plug-in, but there's like that you could like hold in your hand. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like when you're doing it like that. So like, so if you want, if you need to change something on the sound, you could just, you know, you do whatever you got to do to make it happen. You know. Mm-hmm. But I still want to see what Korg is gonna go with the this chaos song. If they're gonna actually like, if they actually gonna like hear, listen to the feedback that they got. And and do something, or if they really want to just release that box like that at that price.
Well, I was just gonna say, can we talk about the biggest problem? That 999.
What's that? Oh, that's how much it is.
That's the price.
Well, they're trying to come in MPC then. So what they probably are doing, they're putting it out in alpha, not even beta, right? They'll let people buy it, and then they'll have complaints, and then they'll tell the engineers to start fixing that first. And then eventually they'll come out with some really good stuff. I tell you, so like the sample track was kind of like that too, man. Like it came out and it did some stuff, and it was like if you had patience, you can make something on it, right? Because it wasn't buggy, but it just was kind of not fully implemented, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when it came out that version 2 and then 3, it started making more sense. Lo-Fi 12, same thing. The first one, like it was cool using parameter lock, man. But when they came out with the drum sample shop, it was like a game changer, right? And then I started using it a lot more. And the thing is, like the company will make the hardware capable of doing certain things, but the software might still be immature because they got to code that in. They might need a special coder that knows how to program like the language for whatever the hardware is, right? So like they'll get an engineer to do it, and they'll make their design and all that and let it do stuff. And then later it comes out, you know, doing everything that you wanted to do, but they just like, got money first to pay that guy to finish writing the code. You know what I'm saying? Like it might be like
very,
a basic,
very possible.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, well, we already paid our money out for the engineer to design it, and we already paid a prototype. You know, we got like 100 units that cost like almost cost, you know, like a decent price. We won't get a profit on this first batch. Sell this batch and then pay that to finish the software. Not to say that they're not cheap, but I'm saying like they're a big company. But at the same time, like if you look at some projects, some stuff does go like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, I mean, the only other stuff that I've seen, well, I mean, just music production wise, that Korg, that I've seen Korg putting out lately, has just been like the vocals.
Those little mini Junos. They got those little mini synthesizers from the 80s. That whole look.
No, that's Roland.
Bro. Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
You're talking about
the
boutique synths, right? Yeah, that's Roland.
Yeah, damn.
Cool. Yeah. Now, but see, here's the thing with that.
Mm-hmm.
They can do all of that, but you still can't fix all the shit on the outside everyone's complaining about. So you could probably fix with some firmware updates the stuff everyone's complaining about on the inside. But a lot of people, that battery thing is a problem. The RCAs, the micro SD, all of that is a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah, software won't change a lot of that.
Right. You know? You can't. What you going to... Yeah. I don't get the micro SD part.
Yeah. Oh, why they did that. I hate them joints.
Me too.
I hate them because them joints are so easy to lose. Like the SD card alone, like an SD card it within itself is, you know, this is easy enough to use.
Right.
So now you're going to tell me that I got to save everything onto something that's a fraction of this size? Hell no, dude. You know what I mean? Like
it's just more stuff you have to buy to be able to use it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But well, Korg, I'm sorry, Korg, if you're watching and you want us to show everyone how to use it, because everyone's saying it's only for performance, if you want us to show everyone how to use it as a beat maker, send one through.
We'll send it around the team.
Right.
Come on over to Death Row.
We'll show everyone how to use it because, you know, we're the team that we're the workaround team. We're going to make a workaround and make it work.
I ain't going to lie. Appearance wise, that joint looks. Oh my God, joint.
I like what you call it. What did you call it? I love what you called it.
Is it like a super futuristic 404 MK2?
What? When you said the SP Bully, I was like, oh shit.
At first, that's what it looked like, right?
At
first, I was like, yo, they really. Like, I was like, oh, shots is fired. Like, Korg is like, what you can do, we can do better. But, yeah.
Anybody done any D videos on it yet?
There's like review videos and stuff like that, but like
nobody cooking up.
I ain't seen a beat video though.
Yeah, because there's no sequences. So you
right. Ah, damn. Nah, that's right. Yeah. That's it. They're done.
Yeah.
They need to put a sequel. Like, yeah.
But I mean, the name itself tells you it's not a beat. It's like it's a replay joint. So it's made for like, I would say like, for a DJ or for somebody that's like doing a live performance, like literally, like I'm not talking about the person that with the beat. I'm talking about like, yo, we got a show tonight. Oh snap, you got the instrumentals? Yeah, I got them on my replay. Boom, I press one button and there goes the backing track.
Like you can make a drum loop, you can have a kick and a snare on there, and you probably need to hit like start loop and just do analog and then just stop and let it do that.
I'm talking about like an entire like 3 to 5 minute or like a whole backing track for a vocalist to be doing whatever they gotta do.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, cause then they had a joint like called a replay years ago. It looked like a little calculator or something like that. Like a cash register, not a calculator. Mm. It was a white machine, had buttons on it, and like that's literally what it was for. You would just load up all your TV tracks or whatever that you want to call them, and boom, and like, you know, so instead of having a DJ playing the joints off the vinyl, like you just got somebody back there pressing the button, like you know.
That's my DJ playing games. Plays games and stuff like that with my guys.
Mm. Yeah.
But so, you know, as a DJ, some of these things are still limiting to me. Like, I tell you, the one thing that I heard that literally turned me off, I said, take that live off of that eBay right now.
What?
Was that battery and that plug-in situation.
See, the sequencer for me.
I ain't got time for all of that.
If you can't sequence nothing, like, you're really done. Like, so will you chop up a bunch of samples on there and you just get
ready? Yeah, but as a DJ, I could live without that sequencer just using that machine. What I'm saying is, like, if you know how they said it's for live performances?
For just finger drumming live. Yeah, I get it.
I could see that, but you still have a ton of things on there that is a constraint. It's messing. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like that plug alone.
I mean, and see, my thing is this, right? Korg had put out the Triton. I had the Triton. That had a sequencer on it. So like, I mean, I know that was like 20 years ago, or whatever.
Exactly. I got a Triton right here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I mean, the vocals got sequences on it.
Listen, like you said, those shits might come in the firmware.
I'm definitely probably
will.
I'm sure. I'm 100% sure that they put this out just to check the temperature. It's like, yeah, let's see what people think about this right now. You know what I mean? But like that, but I don't know, because that joint or that what's that? Thoman Music. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. But it said that joint was going to be available, what, like about 20 weeks or something like that?
Yeah, 15, 16 weeks.
Yeah.
Is what I've been seeing.
That's like 4 months.
Yeah.
That's not I don't know, but that also really make a fix up a firmware, is it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you could do it in weeks.
I think Bri was right. I think Bri hit it on the head when he said they're trying to get that pre-order money into, fund the rest.
Yeah, well they messed that pre-order up. I'll tell you that.
Might be like a tester product to see what they want to do next. Just like since they don't have anything out. I'll tell you what would be dope though is if they went into that area like Roland and make those little mini synths like from the 80s. Like take the 80s ones and make the little tabletop versions of it with no keys.
Mm-hmm.
Like just MIDI, you know, like you put it against like a pocket operator, you know what I'm saying? Or like one of those little, Korg had those little small joints already.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean the effects joints like that. That little mic, like the duo, and then the analog delay joint. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So like, if they took that to like
the
one next level up, like make it like 2/3 bigger and put like real piano keys on instead of that ribbon, and then you could kind of like do something. You know what I'm saying? They could put CV on there and like let it be for like boutique cats that want to have like a CV, I mean like a tabletop modular type thing. That would make money right there, man. And then take the 80s joints, you know, not that you could like dump the old sounds in, even, you know, hopefully not SysX, but you know, you could MIDI dump the old 80s patches to it and then play your, you know what I'm saying?
But you know, they kind of did that with the, remember, like the MS-20? They released the MS-20 Mini, you know, because I have that joint. I love that joint.
And you can put the old patches on there?
Well, I mean, there's no way for you to save the patch. Remember, that's the joint. It's a semi-modular synth.
Oh, so I know what you're saying.
Plug in a replug.
I got you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then they also have re-released. I don't know if it was a miniature version of the same size, but the Arp Odyssey.
Oh, okay.
Remember, Cole released that. And that joint, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I was in love with that joint because it came with a little briefcase and everything like that. I was going to get it until they released the app.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I'm good.
It's a weird form factor to have.
$30 versus $1,000.
Not me, with the money too. But like, that's the one thing I'm kind of like really staying away from. It's like the modular stuff, right? And not because it's bad, but it looks like it's kind of hard to like make a whole song on there. It's like no real sequencer except for those little modular type deals, right? You know, kind of like some kind of random generator type things, right? But then two, you get addicted to collecting all those modules, and like so just like that MS-20, it's like once you get to a point where you like patching, and Teenage Engineering got a couple good you know modular joints too, but I kind of stayed away for the same reason, because once you start getting like one, it's a wrap. Your bank account's about to get hit, because every month you'd be like, oh, I need to if I plug this into this clickety click box, and then I go to the doop, and then I get a rewind or forward generator, and then I have weird names too. It's like I get this, you know, earthquake generator, monster, pink Valentine, strawberry ice cream. I get a strawberry ice cream module. That's really the one that I need. You know what I'm saying? Strawberry ice cream mountaintop is really the, you know what I'm saying? 3000. Yeah, and then it's like, I'll be up in this joint. It'll be a wrap on Saturday, Sunday. I'll be like, patching. Like, but it'd be like a random thing too. Like, if you get something, like, you just record it and say, copyright that, and that's what. I've never really seen people on the dance floor getting down to money stuff, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? See, to me, like I remember, like, so there's, I was this close to getting into modular until I realized that every module was so expensive, right? Like, the idea for me was hard body. I was like, yo, I could just buy each piece of the synth and put it together. And I was like, oh, let's go. You know what I mean? But then when I seen, like, just, like, the... like oscillator, like not even a filter, an envelope, and the oscillator, just that
by yourself, and it's not cheap either. That's one rack, like, part too.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, that's month one. That's all we could do is
until you buy something else, like a filter, then you go, wow.
You know what I mean. But like, there's a
three
keyboard.
G's later.
Yeah.
Hey, what you seen that? Three. What about the old coast? The Zero Coast, you seen that one?
I know what you're talking about.
It's not
yes,
even new. It's been up for a while. It's like a little tabletop box.
The little tabletop joint. Yes, yeah.
I thought about that, right? That, but it's still the same thing, because like you're still kind of like patching. And then I've seen people like, here's the Old Coast in the Moog, you know, XYZ. And it's like, oh, man, I'm not going there. See, I like knobs and stuff like that, but like the patching, as soon as it gets there, that's where I think I'm stopping.
Yeah, no. For me, I like, if as long as the synth can work by itself, I don't need nothing where I have to put something else with it. Like, that's why I like the NTS-1, that joint. Like, I had it for a little while, then I was like, yo, it's like, it can do stuff.
I just know what I mean?
But like, yeah, I saw your video with it. Like, I like the joint, but like, for me, it just, after a while, I was just like, yeah, I'm good. And so I was like, yeah, let me just get rid of this now. You know what I mean? They got this one keyboard, right, where it's a MIDI keyboard, and it has like the open rack for you to put modules in. I forget what it's called, but like the keyboard itself, I think it's a couple hundred dollars. It's not a bad price, like when you think about it. It's like the price of a MIDI controller, and then you buy the modules, and it has certain MIDI a certain number of spaces in it. That right there had me like, yo, I might consider buying one. But then I thought about the price. Once you get all of them modules or whatever they call it together, and the fact that I have to be like a rocket scientist just to get get it to play two note polyphony, and it's not even gonna be polyphonic. It's probably gonna be paraphonic. You know what I mean? And they might have some polyphonic modules, but like, how much a polyphonic module going to cost?
What's your rig? You have like a Polaroid camera. You've been taking a bunch of iPhone shots and be like, here's my rig. If I want to get the sound again, here's what I got to turn back to. And you take a picture of every single knob and then like write a date on it and put it in a folder and then send that back to yourself. And then you're like, oh, okay, let me get my base patch out. You go on another computer and pull out all your pictures, like the 10,000 pictures you got. And then you're like, wait, hold on, let me go. It was the number third. I think it was number three base. And then you open up the number three base folder and there's like 20 pictures in there. And then you have to go to your module one and put one thing on six and one on seven. And then you're like, oh man, I need more wires. I had more wires back then and I loaned two wires out. Like, man, instead of just in the preset and tweaking it, you know, it's like the work. I'm not saying for a purist, I'm sure they love it, but it's like my goal is not. I mean, I can make weird sounds too. That's not a problem either. We got plenty of effects and generators and, you know, all types of things to make it weird without kind of like going through, jumping through kind of like circles. It might not be productive though. You know what I'm saying? Like the 404 is different because it has those effects. It's digital, it's right there, and you can just go right back to the one that you want and start changing, you know, and it's a lot. Say it's like 50 or what, 30 or 50 or whatever effects on there, right? You could go through all the effects and then be like, oh, for this right here, I know I want to use lo-fi, and I'm just going to turn these knobs kind of like a deep, you know, different from what I did last time, but it'd be kind of close, you know. The immediacy of it, man, it's like...
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying, like how instant that shit is, yep.
I don't know if that's even a word, man, but you know what I'm talking about,
Nah, but like, because I got the vocal modular, right? And I do the same thing you were talking about. Like, I would just snap pictures. But what I started realizing after a while was like, yo, if I make a patch on this, right, I'm just going to make as many loops as I can with this one patch. And I'm okay with losing this patch forever. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like, I got...
It's like, because you ain't going to save every patch. And when you try to go repatch it, something's not going to sound right. Something's not going to be turned where it's supposed to be turned. Like you said, you know what I mean? It's never going to sound exactly the same. So you just...
I go through that now with that joint.
The drum one, right? Yeah.
You see, I got it set up where hopefully nobody will touch it, and I could probably get back to what I was doing with the wiring, but you never get that shit back the same once you get off that shit for 5 minutes.
If you have a good editor, so like if you have a software editor, that's what saves a day on that. So like the NTS, I got that Mac version of the NTS editor, and then I download a whole bunch of SysX patches, like a bunch of files, right? Mm-hmm. And I just go through it like a menu, and I can go through like 200-300 sounds on the NTS1. They're all different. I can come right back to it anytime I want. I could dump a patch that I make on there too, right? But it works, works through that micro USB to the computer. And then I can't really use a standalone in that same way, right? So if I plug it up where the MIDI is going to the NTS, I need to keep it connected to the computer to use patches. Like, that's the only single way you can do it through an editor. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's good, but it's kind of, like, limited how good it is when I use it. So, on that video I just shot, I just used the RK8, a little calculator sequencer, right? And that would change the sound. Well, it might be able to, but I don't know how to. And plus, I don't know how to, like, load up a bank. It's not really... It doesn't have a storage bank to save a bunch of... I'd have to load that into there somehow and then dump it back out. It's just weird when you're off a computer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. That's... Like, to me, all that work... Like, it's all that work to get a sound. And then it's like, damn, oh, yeah, now I got to make the beat.
Yeah, right. Or if you had a beat, then you need to make a sound. Well, sometimes it's better that way, though. Because then you know what kind of hole you want to fill, and then you can just like be like, okay, this is pretty close. I think I'm just going to kind of stay here and mess with this patch a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But from scratch.
Yeah. But to each his own. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, everybody got their workflow.
Yeah.
You
know?
Because I don't want people in the modular community to think that we
definitely not. No, like I respect them all the way, man. Yeah. And like, that's what I'm saying. If that's your thing, then they don't care about me saying it anyway. You know, they're like, who are you?
Yeah.
I don't have no modular.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, the biggest thing is my fake tabletop modular, my OP1s and little, you know, calculator shit and stuff like that. But, man. I can't do the wall.
So, Mr. Lee, you say you got pros and cons.
To what? Modular stuff?
For the, chaos.
I think we already just went through them, really, because we
had... Oh, the cons, there's no sequence.
We had...
And then the battery connection, for sure.
And the price.
The pros, like the effects, might be dope, pretty much.
I mean, they might have had me if this was a $500 machine.
The biggest pro. Yeah,
I ain't going to hold you. The price, if it was half the price, I would have sold 2-3 things that I don't work just to have a dip. Mm-hmm. Just because like it just the effects, and you know me, I love cork. You know what I mean? Like, so like that right there alone, like I'd have been like, yo, I'll take this. This is like a, it's maybe this is something that maybe in the future it'll be a little bit better, but like, nah, 1,000? Nah, I'm good. Like,
the visual alone sold me. When you send me the picture first, that's the first time I seen it. I was like, I want it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it does, but I want it.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. When I first seen it, I was like, nah. In my back of my head, I was like, that shit is whack, right? Because that was me, because the back of my head was like, hell no, I ain't gonna let your gas kick in. Mm-hmm. No sir.
That shit kicked on me ASAP. I was like, oh, I want it. I don't know, but I want it.
Yo, bro, that's the one thing we forgot to mention. When you use it as an audio interface, right? You get two tracks of audio in, but 32 tracks of audio out.
On what?
Yeah. On that chaos. 30
from the chaos. Like, so when you use that as an interface through that micro USB to your computer, that micro USB is carrying 32 tracks of audio.
That's a lot. I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro, I think about it now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I would never need that, but I see. So, like, if you're going to a mixer board, you can mix each one, I guess. But, like, if you can't sequence it, then it's kind of like, why? You can set the level of each one inside the box, I'm sure. And then you can just make this one louder and that one lower and just hit them. Like, why? Why? You
know? I guess if you got, like, let's say you got 16, like, if for some reason you have all your stems, like,
you want to put it back,
you got them all in there, you can, like, hit one pad and one pad, and maybe if they got the feature where you can link the pads, maybe you can link all 16 pads, you press one, and it triggers all 16. But, like, at that point,
how'd you get it in there if you didn't have it like that already, though? Like, why would you need it back like that? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, so many ways around that, man. That's not solving no problem, really. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know anybody that's like, you know what? I need 32 digital outputs. Yeah, one effect for 32 things. I'll just play a bunch of sounds, but then I'll affect one of them. Or affect, I need 32 things to play at a time, but they all need to have this one effect. Like, I don't know, man. I mean, but I guess it's just me. Like, but I'm not a DJ. I'm not really
going to.
No,
it's not just you. Trust.
You know?
It's not just you, bro. Let me tell you. I forgot what day it was they announced it. I think it might have been Wednesday they announced it. By Thursday, people was wiping their ass.
It was a shit storm on YouTube.
You know what I mean?
I should look and see.
And I think mostly it was because, like, they knew it was like, oh, it's not, like, you can get clicks and views. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I think also it was because people was like, yo, it looks so dope. And then they realized, like, oh, no, it's not that dope. It's not that dope. You know what I mean? They had to switch because they didn't want nobody going being like, yo, I bought this because I saw it on your channel and you said it was going to be fire and I got it. You know what I mean? Like,
man, that sucks.
What the one guy said, yeah, he started the video with this was going to be sponsored by Korg, but now, never mind. Then he ended the video like, okay, they send me this, but I'm going to go ahead and pack it up and ship it right back.
And send it right back.
And I was like, oh, shit.
He went in. And it was like, and he was like, what he said? He said, yeah, listen to the simp. Like, they had like a demo song on there. He's like, yo, this right here alone lets you know how bad this is. He played the demo song. And that demo song was like almost like one of my first beat tracks. You know what I mean? Yeah. If they just need to make an MK2 to that machine that they got, they like, but I'm assuming, like, if they already got it already available for pre-order, that they must at least have some units like ready. You know what I mean? Like, aside from the ones that the few that they sent out, you know what I'm saying?
I still tell you, man, like the Mark II, the 404 Mark II, it's like 98-95% there, right? If they do like a little bit of work on that sequencer, and then like I saw a couple cats that said if it had song mode. If you had like song mode, the DJ mode is cool, but like people don't use that all the time. But if you had like a better sequencer a little bit, and then you could do song mode, it'd be a wrap.
Can't you chain?
I guess you might get a pattern chain, but they have to be like in a row though.
Yeah.
And you say like how many repeats per pattern, per pad. You can say repeat like a couple times per pad.
I guess I'll be honest with you. I haven't even like really gotten into like I told you, like I'm still digging back into the secrets and everything like that. You know what I mean? Like, cause like for me, like I was using like to sequence. This week when I was getting back to it, I was sequencing live, right? You know what I mean? But when I first started messing with it was after they had put out the update that gave you the step sequence.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so once they gave me step sequence, I was like, oh, this ain't nothing but a big-ass pocket opera.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
that too. Yeah, so I'll tell you who has that good, the sample track, bro. So, like, the sample track pattern sequencer is almost just like what we... It's like Ableton Live almost. So, like, you have all your clips going, right? Like, one whole, like, up and down would be your 12 tracks or whatever. And then you can have, like, a second sequence, third, fourth, fifth, all, you know, like, I guess up to 10 sequences, right? But then it's an editor where you can go in and say how many times you want each one to repeat. So, like, you say the third one, repeat four times, just the hook, and then let it go to the bridge, and then come back on the second verse, let that do twice. You know, then you just hit play, and it goes through everything, you know, like, for, like, hardware sequence. I mean, I think that MPC has been did that. I mean, but, you know, that you just hit your patterns how many times you want it to repeat. It's like a scroll bar, you know, but... I think this is necessary for anything that's like a hardware that's aimed at beat makers, right? Because, like, how can you finish? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, the,
How can I go from this loop to a full?
I mean, so like, the Lo-Fi 12 doesn't need it really because it's really just four tracks, right? But I bet you that new Lo-Fi 12 is going to have it because it's like built into the sample track.
But you could also change sequences on the Lo-Fi 12.
Yeah, you can.
You can change sequences on that one. So, like, because I mean, even with just the four tracks, like, damn, man, now you just remember that. That changed four tracks. And the Lo-Fi 12XC is probably...
I think it's eight tracks.
Three times as many.
Well, no, I think it might be more tracks, but I think it's an eight-track sequencer. And then the real sample track we got has, like, a 12-track sequencer or something. I think
I haven't used that one in that long. Because when I had it... I think last time I used it was when it still was in version 1.0 or something like that, 1.0 whatever. Like, and that's it. I remember how frustrated I got just trying to put something together. And I was like, I put that joint in the box, and I was like,
do the update, man. It's a lot better.
It's still yesterday.
Do the 3.0. It's not 3.1 now.
Yeah, I'll try. I mean, honestly, I'm real, like, because, like, for me, that and the 404, like, it has similar features.
Except that track don't have effects like 404.
But I'm talking about, like, as far as, like, sample track, like, you can use it as an audio interface, you know what I'm saying? I can plug guitar in, I plug my synth in, you know what I mean? Like I can do the same thing with 404. You know, but like the sample track is like, and the one thing I will say is like that compressor on there, like I threw some drums in there and I was very, very, very impressed by that compressor. Like, it turned you having the drum smacking. I forget which compressor it is. It's like a multi-band or something like that. Might not be the multi-band.
The last two things are hard on there. The last two master effects. I know which one you're talking about. It's either the maximizer joint or that multi-band compressor.
One of them two, but I know I turned that joint on and I had a drum loop in there and I was like, oh, okay, this joint is serious. Like, this little box can really, really, like, boom if you needed to. But like, like I said, the workflow had that's what kind of was just like, yeah.
So look, you can use that like the sample track too if you use an outside sequencer, right? You can load up all your stuff on the sample track and then your MIDI channel one is channel one on the track, two is channel two, three is channel three. So like you can load up samples, drums, and like some instruments, right? And then sequence it from something else.
Yeah. But I'll be honest with you, I don't even think I'm gonna get that far with it. Like I'm more than likely I'm gonna sell it because it's literally sitting in the case. Been sitting in the case for months. You know what I mean? I don't it's never a time where I'm like, oh,
no, so I do actually I do feel like this sometimes. I'm like, this would be a good one for the sample track.
No, you know? Yeah. Yeah, not, but honestly, that's where I'm at with the 404. I haven't been on the gram because of work, but I was like, something was telling me to, like probably like 2-3 weeks ago, like, yo, this is the setup you need to have: a computer, a 404, or your iPad, your 404, and like one other sampler, like that, like, and that's why I got the old sampler there. But like, honestly, the old sampler, like, even that, like, I don't really feel like I really, really need it, like, next to the 404. Mm. You know what I mean? You know? So, but then again, I did find a video from where I was using the old sampler, and I just ran some drums in it. Yeah, so it's going to stay. It's going to be like a little... The drums are spicy. They're not even like that they smack so hard. They just sound really, really fucking good. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it kicks, the snares, everything got their own like character, and I feel like I know I can like emulate that with plugins and all that, but I don't, it's just like, this is the real deal. Like, I don't have to like, you know, it's just the real dirty deal. So that's what I'm using for as far as right now. I'll probably find some other creative way to do it too. You know what I mean?
Okay. Any other thoughts on this chaos joint?
I think, listen, if you're out there and you really, really like the way that the screen goes and all that, they have the old Chaos pads that's available.
For under what, for 3?
A fraction. Yeah, I think the Chaos, because it's a KP3, is like $300-$400 online. And then they have the little small handheld ones out that I didn't even know about. But those are, you can use them as like effects boxes too. You just basically touch your thumb to the pad, and you can get reverb, delays, mm-hmm. and all types of other like modulation effects.
The XY joint. Sure, yeah, those are dope. I've been wanting one of those, like the Chaos Mini. Yeah, I've been wanting one of those for a while.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was meaning for that shit, but I never got it. So that's why when I saw this, I was like, oh, I'm getting it as soon as I saw it, because I was fiending for the old one. But
it looked like Sugar Bites type of stuff, like artillery. Or like a tornado or whatever. Like, it had like those type of effects before Sugar Bites came out, though. Korg was doing that for a minute, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I never pulled the trigger on it.
Facts.
Yo, listen, keep that 404.
Yeah, don't get rid of that shit.
Keep that. Dig into it. I'm telling you, when you dig into it, like, you're gonna be very. I think like I've been digging into it lately, and like I'm mad at myself for like all the time that I let it sit, but I mean, like, due to like circumstances that was going on in my life, like it wasn't gonna get the attention that I needed to give to it in order to like really learn it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm understanding it and understanding how it works, it is a very, like, it's a complex machine, but it's very simple. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's deep, like, for sure. But it's like, you know what I mean? So to me, it's not counterintuitive, but it's like, the workflow part, like using that exit button and then hitting that remain and mark button for like certain things. Like, I have to like have the book open because I'm not there yet, right? Because I haven't been using it for like weeks. After, if I use it for like a week or two, I probably have it, you know, like that. But so I do have the sample track mostly like that. And even still, I still got to have the book open every now and then. Like, how do you do that one
now
thing?
But wait, let me ask you, do you think that because the 404 is crazy menu diving. Mm-hmm. Does that sample track have mad menu diving?
It does.
Too?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, I don't know. So I think the 404 has more functions since it's like an effect box and you could do buses and stuff. So the menus might even look more complex on the 404. But on the sample track, you got like a decent amount of menus, but they're kind of like in places where it might make more sense. But that might be just because I'm there. So like when you're in a song, you go to the pattern edit, or you could go to your main system menu. But then if you're making a beat, your menus are pretty much like, what kind of instrument do you want to use, what sound do you want to use, and then your sequencer page.
Yeah,
you know.
The one thing I say that with the menu dial, like what I remember from the sample track, it literally tells you how many pages there is. You'll be like, It'll tell you one out of four, two out of four. You know what I mean? So you know exactly what page you are.
When you go to the system menu on the 404, though, it's a lot. You got to turn those knobs and then start going down. They're like, oh, shit, which way?
But not only that, they're always doing the update and changing it. So it's like, okay, now we got this. Now we got that. And let me just say, as a person that has been using it faithfully, I still can't remember all the shit. Like, I have a notepad with certain little things.
Yo.
That I know. Okay, I like
I'm
to
not even
this.
Gonna lie. I got.
Yeah, for sure.
Where my little book at? Oh my God, where my little book at? I got a little book that I keep with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So as I learn things, I write them
down. Right, tips and tricks to make your flow go quicker. But even there's so much to it, I forgot. Like, geez, when you were like, yo, how do you change the default effects? I'm like, I don't think you can, and you could.
Yeah.
I forgot about it. And I was like, oh shit, this is awesome.
Yo, let me tell you, there's a unofficial manual for it by this guy named Neer Tao, NEARTAO. Just type
how
in Neer Tao.
Is it old though?
Nah, he updates it as they have as they update the machine.
Okay.
He updates
awesome.
It. He updates it like it's like now. There's certain things in it like he. Cause I've been reading it like back and forth on the train. Like I'll go to whatever part I need, I'll read. Like certain things in there he hasn't like fully completely updated and stuff like that. But and however, like it's a much easier like explanation of how to do things than the roller man.
Okay.
That I'll put it like okay. that. You know what I'm saying? Like he speaks in terms of like a person who's not the Roland is not speaking in terms of a person who's gonna use it, but like when you read in Roland's you'd be like, But this guy's saying, yo, do this, this, and this, you know what I mean?
Listen, so, half the times I find shit by accident. Pushed a button that I wasn't supposed to push or I did something that and I'm like, oh okay, this means that. Let me write it down.
But hold on. I gotta give flowers. There's two videos on the We Sample Everything page, the day one and day two with the 404. That's the one those was my training wheels when I got back on this bike. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not even gonna hold you.
Yo, people love those two videos.
Because they're good videos. Let me tell you. Listen, like there was somebody in there that, under one of the videos like, yo, I've been a teacher for X amount of years. And the way you explained it was clear and to the point because you explained it and you did it at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people, they explain it and it's used to be watching it. It's like, what? You know, and it just, and like what they say versus what you see, it just.
Well, shit, thank you.
You know what's funny? I'm telling you.
Cheese. It's funny because if I'm not mistaken, I started to make those two videos for you so that when you got your shit, because it was in back order. Remember, I had mine first. I was like, oh, so I'm going to just get this ready for him so that when he got it, he could just go quick.
Well, good. Well, they was there waiting for me.
Was I ghetto? Was I being ghetto in those videos? I don't even remember.
Nah. You was like, yo, this is the calmest I ever heard you. Like,
I must have smoked.
That 404 must have got some value in it. He's like, and this is what we're going to do today. First with the 404.
Now, you know what happened?
Yeah, you had the British accent and everything.
Not British. You know what probably happened? Probably in the midst of me doing that, I was like, well, let me just go ahead and drop this on YouTube for everyone and try to sound decent and not be so ghetto.
Yo, let me tell you, them joints is like,
yeah, because people like they message me and they always ask me to do more and I'm like, listen, I'll get to it, but it's just like they change so many things, which is a good thing.
Listen,
I'm not mad. I'm glad they keep changing, Roland. I'm not mad at you. I'm glad you keep, you know, giving us the firmware and what we ask for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like so much to keep up with.
Trust me, it's oversaturated, but when things is oversaturated, it don't mean that everything out there is good. You know what I'm saying? You got people that's already asked you. I'm telling you, if you were to take 2 months, right? Just record a video each day, but don't put them joints out. You know what I mean? Put little blips here and there, dip, and be like, yo, these is all coming from my course.
Maybe I'll do a bunch of shorts. You're right. Well, I think we got a good episode on this chaos. There's really not much more to add, you know? Let us know below in the comments your thoughts, people, on the price, on the little specs, the pros, the cons.
And we let's keep it a buck. In the comments too, let us know what they should add. Mm-hmm. You know, it would like because I doubt Korg is watching everything, but I'm sure that they are. I'm sure they gotta have it. They gotta have an ear to the street somehow, somewhere. You know what I mean? So yeah. So
yeah.
Let them know. Let them know in the comments. What should they add? What would you add to it? You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. you know.
Besides like, the obvious that we've just stated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? Mm-hmm. That no battery pack bothers me so much that I would take that over a sequencer. I swear to God. I would make that shit work. That resample will come be my best friend. I will make it work.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, hold you. I'll be on the 404 for hours and don't hit the sequencer. I just like I get a nice little loop and I'm just fucking
that's hitting
drums
yeah.
over it. And then I'm looping the drums and throwing that. And then boom, 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 and I have like that one bank will have just like you can go from pad 1 to 16 and see the progression.
What app didn't you know have I mean? A sequencer for? Was it Koala? One of these apps didn't have a sequencer for a long time. But you guys know how I am with my memory. Smoke too much.
Nah, Koala always did. Koala always had a sequencer. Yeah,
something
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
I fucked with didn't have a sequencer for a minute, and then they added it. But you know, I made that shit work too. And I'm not even mad about the no batteries. I don't care that there's no batteries. I care that I can't even plug a battery pack in it. Like, that shit was a big, big turnoff for me. I don't care about the RCAs. I work around that, whatever. We got wires, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we all have plenty of RCAs. The micro SD bothered me, I'm not gonna lie. That I was like, eh, I don't even have those shits no more. I threw them shits away with phones that used to take them. You know what I mean? Like, who even has them?
Yeah.
But
nah, the like you said, the RCAs. That was a gripe. But it was like, all right, yeah, I got RCA cables.
Right.
You know
I could work
like,
around
that's,
that.
That's not a big thing. You know what I mean? But like,
what's the biggest thing for you guys that as soon as you saw it was like, nope, I'm not doing it. Besides price, if it was price.
Sequencer for me.
It was
sequencer.
Yeah, the sequencer, yo. Like the lack of a sequencer. Like, how do you have that machine that looks like that?
Yeah,
you got 16
true.
Pads on. You already know who's going eye it and be like, oh shit, I'm going to get one. And you get imagine you get that joint home and you got your sample, you done sample everything you wanted, and you like, all right, let's go. And you like you looking. Yeah, where the secret?
The thing about it is, so like even DJ turntables now, like the mixers now, they have like those pads on them. You can sequence with those. Mm. You can make a beat on it,
that's
hit
true.
Start, make a beat, and then just hit stop, and then it'll keep on looping that,
that's
like
true.
Just a dirty loop. You know what I'm saying? Like no MIDI or nothing like that. But like you need to at least be able to have some kind of way to like make something, right? Because if you're scratching, let's say it's just for people with turntables and they don't care about batteries at all, right? So they got their turntables up, they got a mixer. They're doing something and they're like, well, what do I need pads for? You got a couple sounds, right? But then what if they want to like rock something to the beat? A record's playing, right? You can just hit start and just like make a little percussion loop or like a little kick and a snare, put a four on the floor down real quick, and then just hit stop right on beat with the record, and it'll just keep on going. You could take the record and you know forward and backwards, you know, just to make it stay on.
Yeah.
But like if you can't do that, then you're losing because like the turn, like now DJ mixers do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would somebody want external hardware? They'll just get a better mixer. Like them Jazzy Jeff joints, you know what I'm talking about? Like, where you could, like, hit the sample and scratch it, and you make,
exactly.
like, a little loop with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, not...
Yeah.
Because they got the cue points.
Yeah.
But now
you say that, Bri, maybe there is a function in there that you can do that. We don't even know, because I didn't see any of these channels talking about that.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty stupid not to have that. So maybe it is. I don't know.
For performance, that's all you really need. Like, if you're in the studio cooking up like a groove box style, then you need a sequencer. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But see, like, to me, it's like if it was meant for DJs, then why did they send it out to people who like make content for DJs?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know like beat making that like there's a overlap with beat making and DJing, but there's a very big like there's a line, like, you know what I mean? Like I've DJed before in the past, and I would never consider myself a DJ because I'm DJ start and stop.
I mean? I got the turntable right, the little digital joints, but at the same time, like, I don't really need a lot of DJ hardware. because like the software does that same stuff too. Like even like most any program lets you make like a loop out of something.
Oh, you know what else was something that was like it caught me and it bugged me out. You can't zoom in on the
you can't
the audio. Oh no.
You could scrub, but like as far as it is as far as you can zoom in.
See, I love that, you know, on the SP, on the 404, that you could get right up in there and zoom. Yeah, you got to turn. Yeah. It's not touch, but still, the fact that you could get in there to that, the very edge.
Mm-hmm. And that's like to me, like if like that thing, I think it just looks too good to be that bad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe, like I said, like Brad said, maybe it's just an alpha. They still figuring it out.
Yeah, I think he's right.
Maybe it's not 20 weeks. Maybe it's 180 weeks.
No way. You know how we are. We cancel shit after a few weeks. Well, we ain't get it yet, cancel. You know, you done did that before.
You know me. I did that shit twice already.
Nah, but I'm the same way, because you get impatient. Like, that's a lot of money to be sitting around waiting.
Yeah. And most of these stores don't take the money until, like, the order goes through. But I was like, nah, I'm good. You know, like, that's how I ended up with the tracker. Mm. You know, the Pauline tracker, which has been sitting in the box for a couple months. But that joint is dope. I ain't gonna hold that.
It's on the no sale.
I got
no sale list.
For what? For now.
See, it's funny how like gear looks and works visually with some people. Because for me, I hate the way that tracker looks.
I don't like how it looks. The same way, but I think it sounds good.
yeah, same. But see, I loved the way that Chaos Replay looked so much. I was so instantly bought. I was like, ooh.
You know what? I didn't like how I look, and I still am like on the fence. I mean, I know what it is now, and I have a better feeling about it. The SP12, man. When the SP12 was out, like I was on NPCs by then, right? And like when it first came out, I wasn't hip to that, because the costume, nobody on my block had that. There's no internet, and there was no, like, you know, Beatmaker magazines, none of that stuff, right? So I'd never seen anybody have an SP12, and I definitely hadn't seen anybody use it until way later in the 90s. Like I guess after, like, YouTube came out, man. But, I don't really like how it looks, but it sounds amazing. That's the thing about it. Like, the Lo-Fi 12...
I agree.
It looks better. But it's menus on there too. I mean, it's not a whole lot of menus, but it's a decent amount of menus on there. But that sounds amazing. Mm. You know,
it does.
You know,
that, I ain't gonna lie. That one, it's crazy, because that one sounds. It literally sounds like it's like.
I like the Lo-Fi 12 workflow better than the SP1200, right? Neck. So like, I never used the hardware, but I got that ESPi 1200 app. And it's like one-to-one. Nah, but I'm saying just programming it, right? And then I think it's a, I got that SP12 plug-in, but you have to sequence that outside. But the sequencer on there is, I guess it's one-to-one like the hardware. And just like making the beat and then the swing and stuff like that, like the quantized swing of it, it's a little bit off to me, man. I'm not like New York, man. And it's like a certain type of style of beats that you can make with that good. But then like Manny Fresh, of course, he made it sound totally different. But,
I'm sure he.
Yeah, so it's like it's like a really good drum designer, right? Like if you have a sample and you want to chop something up, and you chop it up in the SP, it's gonna sound unlike anything else. It's gonna have a different kind of hit to it, right? And it's gonna be kind of like kind of flat, or like have like a hip hop drum sheen to it, right? Then we sample that and the other stuff and play it and sequence it. It's cool, but like, I don't have anything that can outside sequence the, you know, the ESPi 1200. And I'm not sure if people do that with the hardware either. You know what I'm saying? I think they just use the sequencer.
That ESPi 1200, I don't even
know. It sounds good, though. You heard it?
But why you don't try...
Yeah, I got it. I have it. Like, and they, like, they stopped. They basically, they started the app this...
Kind of left it, right?
They released, one update, and then...
I mean, it's not... Mm-hmm. So, like, I could work with it now. It's not buggy. The last update fixed some of the buggy stuff, right? Yeah,
Oh, really? Let me ask you,
Bri. You said you can't outside sequence that?
Not on the... Not on... Yeah, it's an independent app on the iPad. Like, it's not like a plugin. It's not AUG so, or anything so like that. From you another, can't like another run, app. Yeah, I can't say let this play those pads on the computer. I don't think you but can either.
You can't bring it into AUM or Loopy either.
And then same thing on the Mac. So it's a computer version of it. It's a Mac and PC. So I have it on my desktop, right? And I make a beat on the iPad, ESPi, save the beat in iCloud, and then go pull it up on my desktop, and then send the stems out, which you can do. That's pretty cool. But it's just a sequencer part. You, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm.
So can you, like, but it can't take MIDI in?
Not on the software, but not this version that they got. I mean, it's not made by Rossum. Mm. It's like a dude's clone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, cause you know how, like, you just get a like, I was thinking maybe you could hook up that.
You can make something trigger it, but you got to map it. You can't play like you can't take like a note and say play across a keyboard or, like, you know what I'm saying.
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm just talking about just. Like,
Having something can play. Yeah, without just using. I had like the Akai LP8. Is the perfect. Mm-hmm. Like for the iPad, I put the LP8 on. You got the 8 pads because 8 pads on the SP12, right? And then 8 knobs, and then the knobs are just mapped to the faders. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And then just change your banks, and then I could say, tell it, I want to do tune, or I want to do mix, or I want to do levels, and then just start turning knobs, and then moves them, you know. So I've had like a hands-on feel. That's what I'm saying. I use it a lot. It sounds good, too. Like, once you do the aliasing, you take a pitch, you pitch it down, oh, man, it's magic. It sounds like, you know, 80s hip-hop, 90s, you know, DJ Muggs.
Yeah, I remember you was on that hard body. Man.
I mean, it sounds super good. That's what I'm saying. So it sounds better than the Pocket Operator. The sound of that, even the SP12 app, sounds probably a little bit better than a sample on the Lo-Fi 12. If you're talking about a sample loop having an aliasing feel to it. Now, the heart, now chopping up drums, I think the Lo-Fi 12 might be better to me as far as how it feels. But I think on the SP1200, it might have like more integrity. Like your basses might have more bottom to it and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting. You would make me pull that app up. You know, I got it and
so
never played with
it. Yeah, I was about to say, I might have to
So get a loop, right? Chop it up. Even if you just like sample a bunch of instruments, you know, drums in it one at a time, right? But then start messing with the tuning and then mess with the start and the decay. You can make the decay do this really like super short, like snappy sound to it. It's like Tribe Called Quest stuff, like all that Dilla type stuff. Now, Dilla was doing it with the MP or other stuff, but like some of that early stuff was like, had that, it's like a pop. Like the Easy Mo B and stuff like that. He uses it a lot, you know, a lot, but I don't hear stuff like all the way popping, but it's like a certain sound to it that it just makes it smack. Like real, like East Coast hip hop sound to it.
I must check this out. Okay.
Yeah. I might look into it, but I think.
Look, him and the. Yo. Yeah.
What do I got? OP1. That's what I got now.
I see it right there. Next to that's the what's this thing? The joint called the Zinthian that you got right there. Yeah, I see it. The gold box right there. Yeah, I see that.
I didn't know how much was on screen. So like my camera can't even see that. Yeah, y'all can see. Yeah, man. Yeah, the Zinthian. So yeah, I'm doing this. I'm doing I've been taking stems right, and trying to reharmonize the verses and the chorus of somebody else singing right. And then I got that Frida song, I Get High. You know, the one that Styles P sample. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do the same thing, kind of like chop the first part of it, but then just take the vocal stem and then redo all the chords and make like a kind of like a techno hip hop type. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to like rechange the patterns. I'm going to play different instruments on it, but let her still sing the same words. And then just keep it going like that. But yeah, I'll probably use like the Zinthian for the MIDI stuff.
We're about to have.
And then,
how's your Saturday going?
Shoot, yeah.
Bro, about to have his.
Nah, it's not. It's gonna be hip hop. It'll be like my bap. It's gonna be like my bap. Yeah.
All right.
Because I use synthesizers, you know.
But, shit.
Yeah.
Listen, we just spent 20 minutes.
They won't let me in my bap room. Yeah, I'm off. They're like, nah, kid, you're out. Take our hashtag off.
Now you won't come home. No.
Facts.
Synthesizer.
Okay, well, Anything else we got to add before we close out this show? We good? Thank you for watching and listening. Pod listeners, if you want to see the episode, go to the link in the description or go to YouTube and type in We Sample Everything or go to WeSampleEverything.com. Yeah. So we got free sample packs out there. We got tutorials, we got all type of things. Just go check us out. Thank you for watching. Peace.
Peace.